Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, July 30th, 2014. On today's show, my special guest is Larry Locke Henderson. Now, Locke is no stranger to the show. 2 years ago, Locke came and debuted his album, Smart Music Presents Lesson One, Hip Hop Education, where he blends educational lyrics and underground beats to help children learn about history and other subjects. As the CEO, co-founder, and producer of Smart Music Entertainment, his education project has really taken off since he first came to the show. Now he has two new songs, one that features his daughter on the track, an upcoming tour, and he just recently used his music to educate students in Philadelphia about African American history. Please welcome back my special guest, Larry Locke Henderson.
Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Locke, how you doing? Welcome back. How's everything?
Everything is great. Having a good time. I appreciate being back on the show, being able to use this platform again. Thank you very much.
And very welcome. You know, a lot has changed since the last time you was on here on the show. A lot of things has happened. For those of you who are not familiar with Larry Locke Henderson's work, you know, Locke brings a very unique sound to music. He calls it educational hip-hop soul music, where he uses hip-hop rhymes to help educate students and children alike as far as history, money, you name it. And, you know, it's great to hear that you're back, and you got two new singles out. And one that features your daughter. How did that come about?
Well, my daughter, she likes to act. She likes to sing. I think she's a talented young person. And, you know, even though I try to get her to just, or I want her to focus more on education than entertainment, you know, she's talented. So I took her into the studio so that she can see what things were really about. And we came up with that song. I threw her on there. She listened. She paid attention. She really did a good job. And, you know, that's kind of how it came about. I really just wanted to bring her in the session just so she could see how things went. But, you know, she did a really good job. So I decided to add her onto the track, and we'll do more music together.
Wow. Now, did she do it all in one take, or did she have to do it several times?
Oh, no. Nah, we were in there for a couple hours, you know, when you're singing. And, you know, I mean, she did good. You know what I mean? She was in the booth maybe for about an hour. But, you know, outside of the singing, then you got to mix it down, and then you got to level it, and then you got to chop it and put it where it needs to go. So she was there for that whole process.
Wow. And by the way, that single is called I Am Because We Are, and I'll play that single later on in the show. But I want to also talk about the new music. You're doing like a mini autobiography about Harriet Tubman. Why Harriet Tubman?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to do with Lesson 2, this new album, was definitely, you know, we wanted to keep educating the people, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I didn't feel like Harriet Tubman was getting the credit that she deserved. I mean, I know everybody knows about her, but the last time that she came to, or that her story was in the public forum, it was in a very disrespectful way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't think that was right. So I just wanted to, within that 3 to 5 minute time span that you have to work when you're doing a song, I just wanted to tell a little bit about her story. I wanted people to know that it's not just her grabbing people and running away in the middle of the night on the Underground Railroad, that, you know, this was a form of resistance. It was, you know, an anti-slavery movement. There was a lot of components that was involved in it. And, you know, her life is just, it was incredible. You know, she's a hero of mine.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's interesting that you brought that up because, you know, it's a shame that a lot of the young people and some adults that don't know their all of African-American history, you know, they like you said, they only know some parts of it. They don't know the full story or they don't know it entirely, which is kind of sad. I heard the single, which we're going to play later on. It's incredible, as usual, and, you know, it's incredible that how you can take subjects from history, from our past, and put it into music. And, you know, I had said to you the last time you was on the show, I think young people can learn more when it's put into music, because that way it's easy for them to memorize, it's easy for them to come back to it. So, you know, it's a great thing. It's a fantastic job that you're doing this kind of thing. I also want to talk about, you also have a YouTube channel where you're also performing this. How long have you had the YouTube channel? And the second question is, are you putting all your music on YouTube as well?
No. I've had the YouTube channel for Smart Music Entertainment. We've had this YouTube channel for about 4 years now. You know, I've had a YouTube channel prior to that, just putting out different, you know, other kinds of music. But as far as Smart Music Entertainment, we had the website for about 4 to 5 years. I haven't put every song out, but I have a video for Cash Flow, I have a video for Kings and Queens, I have a video for Congresswoman, have a video for Black Inventors. You know, we're constantly working on new material. We're constantly working on different ideas and different ways to do videos. I have a couple of live clips and interviews and things of that nature. The YouTube channel, the name of it is Smart Hip Hop Music, for those that are interested in seeing what it's all about. But we're kind of selective. You know, we kind of pick and choose, and, you know, we don't just put everything out there because we don't have a video for everything. But we're constantly building up the inventory, building up the library, and making sure that people have access to some of the information that we're putting out.
Now, I know that since you came onto the scene with the album and everything, I noticed that a lot of people, and not just here in this country, but you're starting to be very popular in other countries as well. What are some of the countries that have heard your music so far?
You know, it's been, you know, all over South Africa, all over Europe. So it's been Germany, France, London, Poland. It's been in, you know, the Middle East as far as Saudi Arabia, which I was a little surprised at, Australia, you know, different places from all around the world, Switzerland. You know, I have different pockets of people that are just buying the music, you know, download the music, going to the website. Australia, a couple places in China. You know, it's been amazing.
Wow.
You know, South America has been, I'm not really too big in South America yet, but as far as Europe and Africa and Australia, you know, it's been surprisingly, you know, interesting. I mean, from, you know, the Sudan, Niger, you know, different places. It's been amazing because I didn't anticipate that. And I, you know, we didn't do any marketing out in those regions. So I don't even know how they heard it or found it. But
yeah, because I was going to say, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say it's phenomenal. But what were you saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, my next question was you surprised how big it had spread through countries and different continents? How do you felt when you heard that it was all over the world practically?
Good. You know, I mean, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, we're still building the foundation of the company, but it's definitely reassuring to know that, number one, people are interested in spreading the message of how important education is. Number two, people appreciate this form of hip-hop music. You know, that those have really been the most reassuring things. You know, everywhere we go and everywhere that the music has been introduced, it's been a positive experience. You know, some people don't like the content that we put out if they're totally against it. You know, for example, you know, certain people don't like the song Black Inventors because they don't think black people invented anything. You know what I mean? So outside of those kinds of critics, we've had a very positive experience. And it feels great, but I'm still on the grind, you know what I mean? So I know that we still have a lot of work to do. So I'm not, like, you know, throwing the hands up, like, yeah, this is great, you know what I mean? We did it. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of work to do.
Now, what were some of the people that worked with, was it the same people that worked on the first album? Were they on the second album as well, or you used different producers?
Yeah, we're using different producers for Lesson 2. A guy by the name of Dave Halsey, he calls himself Mercury. He's actually a childhood friend. Him and I are executively producing Lesson 2 together. And, you know, he's worked with the likes of, you know, Erykah Badu and Nas and Busta Rhymes and, you know, everybody at Puff Daddy. You know, it just so happens, you know, he's a childhood friend of mine, and we just, you know, we've always stayed in contact. So he worked on Lesson 2 with me, and that was a great experience. I got some of the music from a guy by the name of Just that works at Secret Service Beats. I want to give a shout-out to him. My man Demo, the engineer, did some music. I want to give a shout-out to him. And my man Jason, who added vocals and, you know, different pointers with some of the music that we was working on, I want to give a shout-out to him.
Wow. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment. On today's show, I'm welcoming back my friend Larry Locke Henderson. If you were with me back 2 years ago, you know that I had introduced this great person for his first album, which was Smart Music Lesson 1. If you are a fan of Locke and you heard of his music and you want to talk to him, you want to ask him a question, by all means, call in. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Again, that's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Locke, we're going to get ready to play that single, Harriet Tubman, The Conductor. And for anyone who, wants to ask Locke a question, by all means, call in, and that way I can put you through and you can talk to Locke live. Right now, this is his latest single. This is Harriet Tubman, The Conductor.
When I was 5, hired out to watch a baby, and they beat me when they cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick-skinned, some of the scars stay with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek, putting up a fight. To me and my people's all are free. 4 brothers, 4 sisters, thick family. I'm the 4th child, you following mathematically. God's in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. 3 older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made them a promise. Whoever tried to take them, she's and open your noggin. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me. Influenced by the moment, I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen, now with seizures. Dr. Left seeing strange dreams from the tribe of Asante. Through grandma, modesty, being free, holding my own, just a part of me. You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train, and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the Conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger. I'm plotting on my escaping. I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outie with no debating. You silly for conversating. I'm breaking them while you waiting, and I make it. I'll be sure to get to safe and start to travel and be back for you as base. September 17th, 1849. Me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards freedom land. But they feet chill lead up, so we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna. Had I knew my brothers was was scared, we're in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again. But this time, straight dolo fan backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter and the cold, I was navigating on the underground railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance. Just with the railroad theme, so a station's a safe house where the runaways go. And the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master. And the stockholders, the one who will put the cash up. Me and the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret. I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back, and I had to tell him, fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head, and bring the devil out. There's no going back. Besides, you going snitch, and I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind the whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head, until my whole fam free. I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips. I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman. You need to fall back, a conductor. I never ran my train off the track. You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor. I ain't never lost a passenger.
All right, that was the latest single from Locke called Harriet Tubman, the conductor. Locke, you know, I heard that you are scheduled to be doing an upcoming Smart Music tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yes, we are in the process of, we're doing African-American festivals pretty much all around the country. We actually started performing a couple weeks ago. I did the... In Newark, New Jersey, it was I did a performance at the Relay for Cancer Marathon. Last week, we was in New Haven, Connecticut at the Hip Hop Conference performing. Next week, we'll be at the African American Festival in Delaware giving a performance. The week after that, we'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. Or 2 weeks after that, we'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina at the African American Festival performing on a Saturday. Then after that, we'll be in Virginia. Then after that, we'll be in Houston. I don't have all of the dates in front of me, but we will. You can go to www.smart-hiphop.com. I know we'll be posting the dates as everything gets signed and sealed. And, you know, we'll be in a town near you. But we are definitely performing all across the country first. And then at some point in time, we're going to head over to Europe to do at least two shows, but right now we're just focusing on the States and getting everything locked down. But it's been real cool, you know, to have, you know, people really want me to come and perform and, you know, that things of that nature. That's a really, really good experience.
You know, my mother and sister lives in Raleigh, so I'm definitely going to let them know about this. Is this your first time touring big like this, you know, just traveling all across the country?
It's not my first time doing big shows, but, you know, this is my own independent company. So without, you know, outside of this self-contained unit, you know, everybody that works for Smart, everybody under the Smart Music umbrella, you know, this is the first time that it's been our own thing, you know what I mean, without, you know, I'm not opening for anybody, you know what I'm saying, it's not like, you know, you're a special guest, you know, this is our own thing, this is our company, you know, making its mark, so that's kind of different from anything else that I've been involved with, you know, it's really the growth of Smart Music Entertainment. So on the one hand, the answer to your question is yes. You know, I mean, this is the first time that something like this has happened, you know, being our own thing. But it's not the first big audience that I've been in front of, but it's definitely the first time that we've been able to do something like this independent of anyone else.
Now, I know you are still continuing to reach out to the youth and that you've been spreading the music around. You've been educating students, and you were recently in Philadelphia, and you were there with the students, and you were letting them know about your music and have them listening to your music. How was that experience like?
It was great. You know, we did a couple of things in Philly. I did the science, technology, engineering, and math performance. I did the Imhotep High School. Did a few festivals out there. You know, I lived in South Jersey for a number of years, and at Philadelphia, you know, it always have a place in my heart because it was right there. But the kids loved the music. It was a very inspiring time because when you're traveling to areas like Philadelphia and you're meeting up with the kids of the inner city, you see how much help they need. You know what I mean? It's a totally different experience when you're just meeting, you know, tens, you know, I'm not going to say hundreds of thousands, you know, but when you're meeting a lot of kids, hundreds of kids, and they're not interested in education, you know what I mean, and they can't read on the grade level that they're supposed to be reading at, you know what I mean, and they have all of these questions, and they're, you know, society is kind of just pointing a finger at them instead of just helping them. You know, it's very inspiring. It's very humbling. We know that we have a lot of work to do, but the kids, they like the music, and that's been the one thing that has enabled us to get into these situations and enabled us to be heard by these kids and enabled us to plant this educational seed into their minds. So that it's been great. But at the same time, when you're traveling to the inner cities, man, you really get to see up close how much help these kids need. And sometimes it's sad, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, it's still a good experience.
Yes, it is. Locke, we have a caller on the line. 602, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kyle. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Todd. How are you? You have a question for Locke? Are you familiar with his music?
I actually am familiar with him through this little thing on Twitter, Hip Hop Ed. And I just wanted to congratulate his work and stuff like that. I feel like the tour and stuff like that, what you do with Smart is a great, great thing. And it kind of inspired me to create my tour that I'm doing right now. So I just wanted to, I seen, you know, he was online right now and in the chat, and definitely want to congratulate him and reach out and stuff like that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you know, yeah, I do participate in the Hip Hop Bad conversation pieces when I'm motivated to say something. But thank you. I appreciate that. Good luck with your tour. What type of music do you do?
Well, actually, it's a tour where I'm definitely traveling to different cities, and each different city I go to, I'm using youth in the city to perform. So my goal is to hit 10 cities. And, I was just listening, and what you said about the education thing and stuff like that, that's definitely true, and that's what I want to do is reach the young youth. And my movement is nonviolent hip-hop, so I use all the elements of hip-hop, but, the performances are all nonviolent and empowering hip-hop, all good, positive stuff and like that. So,
cool.
I just want to show the youth, you know, there's another side to hip-hop. You know, a lot of the stuff on the radio now is not really, you know, that positive and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my goal. But, I've been reaching out to, a lot of organizations and finding out that there's a lot of people, you know, like us that want to reach the youth and change the world through hip-hop, and I think that's great, you know? Just amazing.
Cool. Send me a message on Twitter, man. We can connect.
All right, man. And I'm still going to be tuned in, so definitely looking forward to the rest of the interview. And thank you for accepting the call and everything.
Oh, you're very welcome, Todd. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Locke, I also wanted to ask you about, before Todd came on the over the phone, I wanted to ask you about, you know, you was talking about how, you know, going to these inner cities and seeing, you know, the schools and everything? Because I know here in New York, you know, they have changed a lot of the curriculum and the education. They have like a certain core, standard core, where students have to pass the classes, and especially in math and science and history and things like that. And I think it's a great thing that you're doing this, especially to the inner city kids, because, like you said, they really need help. A lot of these schools don't have books, much less computers, and it's a great thing that you're doing this kind of thing. Because I wish more people would do, you know, contribute and go to the schools and see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely, man. And, you know, I want to give a shit. There's people that's definitely, you know, also doing this. I want to shout out my man Bruce Boyd Foundation out of Trenton, New Jersey. People like Umar Johnson. You know, there's a whole host of names that I could go through that where you could find people that are out there in the educational world trying to help these kids. So, you know, it's, I want to give them their props due as well.
Now,
my man to Mel Pittman, I can't forget him.
Well, Locke, I'm going to play the second single, and this is the one that features your daughter, which, you know, it kind of blew me away. And this is called I Am Because We Are. And this is your – because you have two daughters, right?
I have three.
Wow.
Three.
And this is your oldest.
Yes, yeah, this is my oldest. She's 11. And within the past 2 years, we've added two additions to the family.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, everyone, this is the next single off the new album. This is called I Am Because We Are. Take a listen.
Yeah. Smart music is the movement. A bad education, the reason some of us losing. A lot of young girls being misdiagnosed, but the school's G'ing off. I'm telling you it's a hoax. Hyped up and energetic. That don't mean slow, keep it all G. That's common amongst the kin folks. And dead Ritalin's equivalent to speed. When love and education's the medicine that we need. I proceed with the left, resembling hope theft. Black on both sides, still living it. Most deaf, taking trees out of the hood so we build less. And looking outside, the extent of a field test. Whatever happened to the village concept? It's impossible to live without seeing beyond self. Understand that it's easier to build a strong child than repair a broke man.
All I wanna do is try to wonder about the world, about a man, but the peace is on the knees. Life for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a war, they adopt the gospel. I am because we are. We are because I am. All I wanna do is shine, I'm wondering about the world, about a man, but the beast is on the me.
It ain't a game, it's the life. From the 48 laws to the parables of Christ. On the war and the 42 negative confessions. The mind's the most dangerous of blessings. Of knowledge is evolved. You holding the light like beginning of Columbia. Affliction, torch bright. A vote is a voice and the policies running your life. The Fifth Amendment to make them put up a fight. Knowledge itself, I'm still seeking it. A lot of my dudes going ham, just ain't eating it. Soul is the angelic part of a man. So the flesh is the pet of an invisible hand. Son, I breathe like a fab joint. And I always say one plus your last point. Yeah, we do it for the kids. We do it for those who can't vote, cause the law's after the bids. Writing letters to they whiz.
All I wanna do is shine a about the world, about a man, about the beast that's on the knees. Fighting for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a war, they have the gospel to me. I am because we are.
Your thoughts are costing we. Ignoring the history, standing at the podium, looking over your sheeple. You keep it entertaining and they continue to feed you. Hood is the battleground, minds are the spoils of war. Ignorant bliss, the weapon that they use on the poor. School's diet plan, lacking all the vitamins. Fool you, tell them try again. Recognize what time we at. Kids losing lives, they want to arm the teachers. I guess they bang out in the hallway with a demon. Real men don't buy girls or put them on the front line so they can get shot in front of the world. The flow is unprecedented. Please understand, math got a message in it. It's smart music, entertain with the lessons in it.
in it. We don't just talk about the future, we invest in it. Keep up with the regiment.
All I wanna do is shine, but what about the world, about the man, about the peace that's on the beach. I'm fighting for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a warrior, about the cost of me. I am because we are.
All right, that was Larry Locke Henderson featuring his daughter in I am Because We Are. Larry, before I let you go, can you let everyone know about how they can follow you, your Twitter handle, your website, your YouTube channel? Let everyone know where they can keep in touch with you.
Be glad to. The website is www.smart-hiphop.com. You can email me at lock@smarthiphop.com. The YouTube channel is Smart Hip Hop Music. We're on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. I'm on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment and Instagram at Smart Hip Hop. The album Lesson One is available on Amazon and iTunes, Hip Hop and Education, and you spell Lock, L-A-K. And Lesson Two will be available shortly. And once again, the website is www.smart-hiphop.com.
And also, if anyone who wants to get your first album, where can they download it?
Definitely. The album is available on iTunes. It's available on Amazon. It's been a number one bestseller. Put in Lesson One, Hip Hop and Education. And just look up Lock, and once again, you spell my name, L-A-K, and you will find it there.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you, Lock, for coming back to the show again. It's been an incredible ride, and the latest singles are incredible. I love it. I love the one with your daughter on the hook, and I just want to wish you continued success. And definitely come back to the show when you drop the third album, and also let us know when the second album will be available again on iTunes and Amazon.
Will do. Will do. Right. We're going to introduce the next single next week, so I'll definitely send it to you.
All right. Well, thanks again, Lock, for coming by to the show. And again, much continued success to you.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Larry Locke Henderson. Make sure you download his music, Smart One, also on Amazon and iTunes. Also, you can follow Locke on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. That's S-M-A-R-T, Hip Hop. You can also go to his website at www.smarthiphopmusic.com. Also, check out his YouTube channel as well at Smart Music. And make sure you definitely download these singles, Harriet Tubman, The Conductor, I Am Because We Are, which features his daughter. And I will also repeat the Harriet Tubman single, The Conductor, later on in the show. Right now we have here 36 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and I'll be back with the latest entertainment stories of the week. So make sure you stay tuned.
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit strokesnojoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Nancy O'Dell here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, then it becomes everybody's business. So please plan ahead. Call a cab or designate a driver before the party starts. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Right now we have 25 minutes left remaining in the show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special afternoon edition of That's Entertainment. Today I have my special guest, Larry Locke Henderson, who we all know as the hip-hop educator. Larry came by on the show to bring us some new music from his new album, which is coming out soon, called Smart Music 2. And if you missed the music, I am going to play, repeat the first single to the album called Harriet Tubman, The Conductor, later on in the show. Also, make sure you follow Locke at at Smart Hip Hop. That's his Twitter channel, at Smart Hip Hop. Make sure you check him out on YouTube, and also follow him on, check out his website at www.smarthiphopmusic.com. That's the website, and then he also has, this is the website, www.smarthiphopmusicblogspot.com. Well, it's time for the latest entertainment stories of the week. I know last week I didn't have a show on Wednesday. Also, yesterday I also had a special guest on the show. If you are a fan of Man vs. Food, then you know who my special guest was. If you don't, my special guest was Adam Richman. Adam Richman, hit show Man vs. Food is one of the most successful shows that was on the Travel Channel, and now he's hosting the new NBC food competition show called Food Fighters, which comes on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you're a fan of Adam and you missed the interview, make sure you go back to the archive and listen to that interview as well. If you're just tuning in and you're listening to the show for the first time, welcome. That's Entertainment has been here on the network for about 4 years now. So if you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when the next time I'm on the air live. And also, you can also follow us on Twitter as well. Just go to That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertained in the number 1. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, STILETTO, and the number 14. We're also on Facebook. We have a fan page. Just go to www.facebook.com/ That's Entertainment.radio. Right now it is 22 minutes left remaining in the show, and it's time for the latest entertainment stories of the week. Hit it! Well, Mike, the situation, Tarantino has struck a plea deal, in the assault case stemming from a fight that he had with his brother Frank outside a tanning salon in New Jersey. He agreed to attend 12 weeks of anger management classes. After 3 months, the court will revisit the case. If the former Jersey Shore star completes the program to the judge's satisfaction, his charge might be reduced to a disorderly conduct. No date is set for the next court hearing. The situation was charged with simple assault in the brawl, which happened at the family Boca Tanning Salon last month. He got a black eye in the scuffle, but it apparently didn't come from his brother Frank. The family is currently starring in a TV show for the TV Guide Network called The Tarantinos. And I heard that he got that black eye from his mom. She was trying to break up the fight between him and his brother, and she ended up hitting the situation instead. While their split rumors continue, a new report has emerged claiming that Beyonce Knowles was recently spotted here in New York City hunting, apartment hunting, without her husband Jay-Z. Now, according to the New York Post, she was touring a $21.5 million penthouse in Chelsea earlier last month. The New York Post note that Jay-Z usually plays a strong role in their real estate deal, so the fact that he was nowhere to be seen during the apartment hunting could be a sign that they wouldn't be living there. Another source added that Jay-Z wouldn't be happy to give up his current 8,000-square-foot apartment in Tribeca for the 4,000-square-foot crib that Beyonce was looking at. The source said and explained that the new home would be perfect for the 32-year-old superstar and her 2-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy. The rumors about Beyonce and Jay-Z's split has been swirling for some months now. The couple, who currently bringing their On the Run tour to cities across the U.S., hasn't confirmed or denied the report. However, hours after the apartment hunting news broke, Beyonce apparently tried to show that her marriage is fine by posting like a photo of Jay-Z and Blue Ivy on the beach. She said, under the caption, she said, quote, "My favorite hue is Jay-Z blue." You know what? I don't even believe this story. Everybody is speculating that they're on the verge of breaking up. You know, and then there's rumors that there's allegations that while they're on tour, they have a marriage counselor, or they're seeking or seeing a marriage counselor. I don't believe it. I think their love and their marriage is real strong. But, you know, until they come out and say it, then that's when I'll believe it. But I think it's just hearsay, to be honest with you. Also in other news, R. Kelly is no longer expected to headline an upcoming music festival in Columbus, Ohio. The place that he was supposed to perform is called Fashion Meets Music Festival, and they decided to drop the singer from its lineup of performers following numerous complaints over his controversial past. The decision was announced by the festival organizers on Monday, July 28th. FMMF and R. Kelly had decided to part ways, and R. Kelly tweeted that he thanks his fans for their support, and he hopes to see them in the next coming month when he starts touring. Of course, R. Kelly is sorry that he had to disappoint his fans, but he was supposed to play on the opening day of the inaugural Fashion Meet Music Festival over Labor Day weekend. After he was announced as a performer, fans posted their complaints on Twitter and Facebook. Most of them took issue with his child pornography charges. The festival will go on as planned with headliners including OAR and Michelle Williams. And Lady Gaga's long-delayed project with Tony Bennett will finally see the light of day later this year. The Applause singer has officially announced that her joint jazz album with Bennett, called Cheek to Cheek, will be released on September 23rd. The album has been in the works for 2 years now. It will feature Gaga and Bennett performing jazz standards, including It Don't Mean a Thing, It Ain't Got That Swing, Sophisticated Lady, and Lush Life. For the forthcoming record, the duo has also covered Cole's partner, Anything Goes. The new version of the classic is now available on iTunes. A video showing the two stars performing in the studio arrived on Vivo on Tuesday, July 29th. And Jay Leno will mentor the final five contestants on Last Comic Standing. The former Tonight Show host will appear on Thursday, August 31st, to show to provide advice to the remaining comics. Leno meets the comics in the competition called Title Round, where the contestants are surprised with a trip to Las Vegas. He is then introduced by Wanda Sykes before being asked questions by the final five, sharing stories about his experience and also giving advice. After the meeting, the five comics perform for the judge before one of them is sent home from the competition. The overall winner of the show will receive $250,000, a talent deal, and a deal for a television show. And Mike Tyson has received his own crime-fighting cartoon series. A preview trailer of Mike Tyson's Mysteries was aired by Adult Swim at San Diego's Comic-Con last weekend. Tyson can be seen using his fist to fight crime alongside his team, which includes a ghost, his adopted daughter, and an alcoholic talking pigeon. The boxing star is also shown sitting on a flying horse, punching a dinosaur, and riding a white tiger. Tyson provides a voice for his own character, while Community's Jim Rash, Saturday Night Live Norm MacDonald, and Mad's Rachel Ramross also star. Mike Tyson miniseries will air on the Adult Swim in the fall. And Kiefer Sutherland has insisted that he enjoyed working with Freddie Prinze Jr. on 24, despite criticism from his co-star. Prinze Jr. recently revealed that he hated every moment of his time on the show and described Sutherland as unprofessional. The Scooby-Doo actor also claimed his experience with Sutherland left him wanting to quit the business after. In response, Sutherland hit back through his rep, saying that he liked working with Prinze Jr., even if the feeling is not reciprocated. A statement states that Kiefer worked with Freddie Prinze Jr. more than five years ago, and this is the first he had heard of Freddie's grievances, and he wishes him the best. Prinze Jr. attended Comic-Con to promote his new Disney XD series, Star Wars Rebel, while the cast and crew of 24 also made an appearance following the conclusion of the Live Another Day event series. Right now, we have here 15 minutes left remaining in the show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment. Earlier in the show, my special guest was hip-hop educator himself, Larry Locke Henderson. Larry came by to bring us two singles off his upcoming album. And if you didn't hear the single, I'm getting ready to play it again. It's called Harriet Tubman, and this is called The Conductor.
When I was five, hired out to watch a baby, and he beat me when he cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick-skinned, some of the scars stay with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek, putting up a fight. To me and my people's all are free. Four brothers, four sisters, thick family. I'm the fourth child, you're following mathematically. God's in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. Three older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made them a promise. Whoever tried to take them, she split and open your noggins. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me. Influenced by the moment, I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen. Now with seizures, narcolepsy, and strange dreams. From the tribe of Asante, through grandma modesty, being free, holding my own, just a part of me. You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger. I'm plotting on my escape and I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outie with no debating, you silly for conversating. I'm breaking and while you waiting and I make it, I'll be sure to get the safest route to travel and be back for you as base. September 17th, 1849, me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards freedom land, but they feet chill lead up. So we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna. Had I knew my brothers was scared, we're in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again. But this time, straight dolo fan backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter and the cold, I was navigating on the Underground Railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance. Just with the railroad theme, so a station's a safe house where the runaways go. And the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master. And the stockholders, the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor. I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret. I took an old boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back, and I had to tell him, fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head, and bring the devil out. There's no going back. Besides, you gon' snitch, and I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind the whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head, until my whole fam free. I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips. I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman. You need to fall back, a conductor. I never ran my train off the track. You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor. I ain't never lost a passenger.
Yo, this is Mr. Magic from the Magic Hour. You listen to Def Entertainment with my homegirl Tammy Jones Gibbs on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now we have 10 minutes left remaining in the show. That was the latest single from Larry Locke Henderson called Harriet Tubman, the Conductor. If you missed the interview that I had with Locke earlier, make sure you go back and listen to the archives. And you can also hear the interview on the Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. And I also will tweet out the interview as well. Make sure you download that single. It's available on iTunes and Amazon.com. That single is available on his upcoming album called Smart Music Presents Lesson 2. And you can also get the his first album, Smart Music Presents Lesson 1, Hip Hop and Education. That's also available on iTunes and Amazon.com. Right now we have here 9 minutes left remaining in the show. And for the last remaining stories of the day, Sherry Shepherd apparently is, she got a new gig. She has scored her first project since leaving ABC daytime talk show The View last month. Shepherd is set to appear in the upcoming sequel of this year's cop comedy, Ride Along. The first movie follows Kevin Hart's security guard character who goes on a police patrol ride with his girlfriend, Angela, played by Tiki Sumter, his brother, Ice Cube, I guess you could say brother-in-law, soon-to-be brother-in-law, and to prove that he's worthy of marrying Angela. Shepherd will be joined a new cast member, along with Kim Jong, Olivia Munn, and Benjamin Bratt. Jong is cast as a woman-crazy computer hacker who become an asset to the criminal case at the center of the sequel. Last month, Shepherd announced her exit from The View after 7 years. And Derek Hough has revealed that his future on Dancing with the Stars is uncertain. The dance professional is coming off a second-place finish in the most recent season with partner Amy Purdy. Hough's recently announced to Parade that changes are coming on Dancing with the Stars. He said that, quote, "I don't know yet that I'll be back. There are a lot of changes happening right now." He also said that he'll always be a part of Dancing with the Stars. They're my family, and I love working with them and being a part of the show that is so positive, unquote. Hough has won Dancing with the Stars 5 times in previous years with celebrity partners Brooke Burke, Nicole Scherzinger, Jennifer Grey, Kelly Pickler, and Amber Riley. ABC premieres the new season of Dancing with the Stars this fall. And Alicia Keys will be a mentor on The Voice 7th season. It was confirmed last Wednesday that the singer will work with Pharrell Williams' team of aspiring musicians this fall. Season 7 of The Voice will also feature Stevie Nicks working with teen Adam Levine. Blake Shelton has enlisted Little Big Town as his team mentor, while new coach Gwen Stefani will work with her husband, Gavin Rosdale of Bush. The Voice returns to NBC on Monday, September 22nd. And Samuel L. Jackson has suggested that the timing is right for a Marvel movie based solely around his character, Nick Fury. The S.H.I.E.L.D. boss has featured heavily in the entire history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and could recently appear in Captain America, The Winter Soldier, and Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. The actor was quick to caution that he has no idea if such a project will ever get the green light by Marvel. Jackson revealed earlier this year that he's not doing much in the upcoming Avenger: Age of Ultron. Marvel Studio has announced 6 release dates for mystery projects with more concrete details expected to be announced at the Marvel Cinematic Universal panel at Comic-Con, which was last week. The Avengers: Age of Ultron opens on May 1st, 2015 in the U.S. and April 24th, 2015 in the U.K. And the Legendary Pictures has announced that a new King Kong movie titled Skull Island is about to come out. The studio revealed that a November 16, 2016 release date for the blockbuster during its panel at the Comic-Con International, which was last weekend. Legendary now partnered with Universal Pictures after launching with Warner Brothers in 2005, will add King Kong to its monster properties such as Godzilla and Pacific Rim. The first King Kong movie was released in 1933, and it brought its monster to life using stop-motion animation. A high-profile remake starring Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange was released in 1976, with a Linda Hamilton lead sequel following in 1986. The most recent incarnation was Peter Jackson's 2005 remake featuring Andy Serkis as Kong in a CG performance, Captured Turn. Legendary involvement with the character could potentially pave the way for King Kong vs. Godzilla, which was first produced by Toho Studios in Japan in 1962. And a new teaser for the Simpsons season 26 premiere hints that there's a death of a beloved family patriarch, Homer. Now, they said that the short clip promotes Simpson writers' promise that a major character will die when the show returns on Sunday, September 28. The Simpsons Comic-Con 2014 panel, as it happened, celebrated 25 years of The Simpsons, and they said that the creator, Matt Groening, asked questions about the Family Guy Comic-Con panel. Now, Fox News teaser sees a wheezing and ill Homer bedridden and being taken care of by his wife, Marge, as their concerned daughter, Lisa, looks on. Producer Al Jean has referred to the twist as the Simpsons' Yellow Wedding in reference to infamous character death in Games of Thrones. The Simpsons season 26 premiere airs at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, September 28th. Wow. Well, we got 4 minutes left remaining in the show. I'd like to thank my special guest, Larry Locke Henderson, for returning and coming by the show today. Make sure you download his latest single called Harriet Tubman, The Conductor, which is also available on iTunes and Amazon. Also, make sure you follow Locke at Smart Hip Hop, that's his Twitter channel, and also check him out on YouTube at Smart Music, and also check out, you can also download his first album as well. It's called Smart Music Present Lesson 1 Hip Hop and Education. And Locke is also going to be touring across the country. He said that he didn't have the dates just yet, but you can also go to his website at www.smarthiphopmusicblogspot.com. And also, again, follow him on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. Well, that will do it for me for this week. Tune in next week when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibbs. Have a great week. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.